Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Remember that, Al? Remember those?
We're
going back in time at a throwback Thursday here this morning.
All right.
With really our original partner. I was with Tom Brookshire, but when we started out, it was you, and we needed a actual professional broadcast.
Is that what happened?
Because neither you nor I had any background in that. We were newspaper people.
Yeah, I was
and
part-time
they said,
guy. Yeah.
There is a great talk show host at WCAU. His name is Tony Bruno.
Oh.
And then we said, why would Tony ever want to work with us? He's a pro.
Oh.
And he did.
Nope.
And we don't know why even now, 30 years later. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend in this city, the great Tony Bruno. Hi, Toad!
Hey, Ange. Hey, Al. I heard you've been ripping me already, Al, so I know we're up. We never left. We're picking up where we left off.
All right. Tony, can you just start with that? Why would a guy who was as experienced and had such a great reputation already in the city jump in with two jabronis who didn't know anything about radio and talk sports instead of all news like he used to?
Well, because back then, I was actually talking about everything, sports and news, but then, the sports world started blowing up, so I knew that the future, although except now, the future is in talk radio, where you have to be extreme right or extreme left to get viewers and listeners. But back then, we didn't talk about that stuff in political talk, or we talked about things that mattered to people. Now you have to be a wacko on the extreme sides of the political spectrum to do it. So I said, I'm going to do sports. I love sports. I was covering sports anyway. And so I said, let's do this, because I knew, and I told you and Al, and I remember telling you specifically, Ange, that when there were rumors that you guys were leaving to go to Boston, I said, stay in this town, man. You're going to own it one day.
You did.
And now you own
it's
it.
True.
And you own not just sports talk radio, but the entire city, the state, and you should run for governor, Ange. Or at least mayor to fix the city.
All right, listen, Tony, we're not going to do the news thing because, from what I understand, you're very popular in those realms, but that's too dangerous for us. We're going to stick with the nice, easy sports stuff, Tony.
Well, you asked me a question and I gave you the answer.
No, right? I love the answer, but I don't like our Sal. Can we try this again? Tony, we're going to call you right back. I want to hear you clearly. You got the greatest voice in radio. We'll call you right back, Tony. Try this right again.
Yeah.
Now, Tony, here's the thing where we first met Tony.
What happened?
We knew Tony was great because we had heard about the other station.
He has a good voice.
The voice is what blew our mind.
Yeah, it's his radio voice.
Marcus, you listen to us. Do we sound like radio broadcasters? We're not. He's got the. He's
got the pipes.
He's got the pipes. We don't have pipes.
No, you guys have what,
pipes. You got to put your mic on or it won't work.
Well, it does.
You guys have kind of like straws more than.
Yeah. What we have is like. It's never been. I've never been able to sound like a broadcast.
You enunciate.
And
though.
You never tried.
No.
I'll never even try.
Well, there's no such thing as a broadcasting voice anymore.
Like, when I first came here, I had to get rid of all my New England accent stuff.
I did too.
Yeah. You never did.
Yeah, most of it.
No, you even say ka now, like ka in the park. And you still use all those Boston terms.
Sometimes. Not. I try.
Only when you speak.
Yeah.
And Angelo, yeah, you're Dan Rather now.
All right, listen. I did not bring you in here to troll me. You are here to
learn. I am just getting murdered today, and I can't troll you?
Oh, you will anyway. It doesn't really matter. We're still trying to get Tony back. Tony is hopefully... See, Tony is a modern now. He wouldn't have a landline. Tony Bruno, Tony, are you back?
Yes, I am. I never went anywhere. I don't know what's happening, but that's what happens when you live in an RV in Salem County down by the river.
You're living in an RV? Seriously?
Yes.
Wait a minute. You made all this money in radio and ESPN. Where's all the money?
It went to through the Montgomery County court system, and then was funneled back into other accounts and other situations, if you know what I mean.
All right. When you took the job here, Tony, did you know you'd end up going national at ESPN? Did you see that as you were taking your opportunities?
Well, you know, my first job nationally was in New York at RKO Radio, because I was covering local sports in Philly during the 70s when, you know, everybody was good.
Right.
You know, the Flyers, the Sixers, even the Eagles, Dick Vermeil era came in. So I was doing stuff for, like, CBS in New York. I was doing stuff for RKO Radio. And then Charlie Steiner, believe it or not, called me, and he heard me, and he says, hey, you should come up to New York. We have this network, RKO. And it was just sports updates every hour, 15 minutes ahead. Keith Olbermann was doing updates at 15, and then I was doing updates at 45 on different stations. So that's when I met Keith. That was like 1982. And so I've been doing sports, covering Philly sports during that time. And then the national people started hearing me. And then I started doing national sports at 84. And then Dick Clark bought that network, RKO, and turned it into music. So, you know, sports has always been important. I mean, when you grow up in Philly and you grow up in the 64 Phillies era as a kid, watching the Phillies, you know, blow a chance to go to the World Series, you know, there's a lot of memories. You know, the Sixers winning the championship in 83, the Flyers with the Cups at 76, where I had a chance to go to Buffalo up there at the Aug when they won their second cup and fly back with the cup. So sports has always been in my lifeblood as a Philly guy. And so the national thing happened, and then, of course, ESPN contacted me, and I remember a certain individual, rest in peace, telling me that don't go to ESPN, they got no future. And so he was actually right after a while, but initially, you know, I had a choice to make. And
that was our boss. That was our boss, Tom Bigby, who I fought with tooth and nail with you and so many others. Tony, let's talk about updates for a second, because you just mentioned that. Do you remember the update you did on this show from a tree outside of our studio on Fifth Street?
Absolutely. It's one of the highlights of my life. I've been interviewing like four presidents and every important sports athlete in history. There's no bigger moment than me climbing up in the tree, which was obstructing our view of William Penn and the city skyline. And that's what I do. I was a man of action. And Chanel, is Rhea there too?
Hello, yep. Tony.
Yep.
Hi, Rhea.
How are you?
I was a man of action. I'm not one of these guys who just talks the talk.
No. Nope.
I climbed the tree to do whatever was necessary.
All right. And here's another one, Tony. Damsels in distress. Remember how you'd always show up late when there was snow? So we had you go out there in a snowstorm one day and clear people's driveways off?
Absolutely, man of the people. I should have run for, you know, I just had a heart attack about a month ago, Ange.
No.
I should have run for governor of Pennsylvania or Senate or something. But luckily, I only had an angioplasty. Named after you, I believe, the angioplasty.
Yes.
I only had that, but I didn't have a pacemaker put in.
All right.
And by the way, I'm not lying about the mild heart attack, but I wish John Fetterman well, because nobody wants to see that.
I wish you well as well. Tony, a couple other things. One is, what I learned from you, and I learned a lot, because I didn't know that much back then, was the art of the rant. And you no good, dirty rot, and you would just reel off like 15 of those things. I think it was often aimed at Troy Aikman, wasn't it? Was he your number one guy when you were here?
Yeah, I mean, Troy and I are friends now. So yep. It's funny, all the Cowboy guys that I used to rip, not just locally as a Philly guy, but even when I was on ESPN, I didn't rip them personally. You know, what's his face who writes books ripping Troy Aikman? Skip Bayless, who's a friend also. You know, it was just my hatred for the Cowboys as a sports fan. It was never personal.
No.
And so whenever the Cowboys would lose, you know, I would lose it. But my favorite was my Infinity Broadcasting rant. Joe Webster told me you don't have that anymore, where I went on the air one day and even ripped our bosses all the way up to the top.
That's right.
Of Infinity Broadcasting.
That's
right.
You know
what I mean?
I remember. That's what I loved about you, though. When you were on a roll, Tony, there were no rules. You were taking out whoever was
no
in your
was
path.
Safe.
Am I right that you would literally, you would not be scripted there. You would be working off the cuff in the moment.
Yeah, my only regret is I never really ripped Al the way I think I should have ripped him. I mean, I let him off the hook so many times.
Tony, one more. Just one more. Because it's got to be, it must blow your mind that 30 years later, we're still here doing the same damn crap we did 30 years ago.
I'm living in an RV in Salem County, New Jersey, right by the Salem River. Who would have thought it?
Tone, did you ever regret leaving? Did that ever come up in the great career you've had since then?
It was a tough decision, Ange. I really was given an ultimatum. Listen, when I came to work with you guys, I mean, you know, I loved it. Every day we had fun. Every day, you know, we did stuff, you know, that put sports radio in Philly on the map. And so I'm proud of that. It wasn't one of those, hey, I got to go. I'm too big for these guys. You know, ESPN, I even turned the ESPN jab down a couple of times because I said my kids were still younger then, and I didn't want to move, and I didn't have to move. And they said, you know, hey, you just come up here on weekends, and that's how ESPN radio started. So I was doing weekends, and then Tom Bigby didn't like that either. He told me it wasn't going to work. And so it was a philosophical thing. I don't know, they wanted to make a choice. But when he told me that you should go because we're not going to pay you what they're paying you, I said, okay, Tom, you gave me the decision. I remember it was at the first or second Wing Bowl when we were down at Mike Schmidt's old sports bar in the Litt Brothers building.
Yep.
That's when I was told that was the end. Or that's when I told you guys that I had to make a decision and that I would be leaving.
Well, I got to tell you something, Tone. We are indebted to you. We will for the rest of our lives because we both learned so much from you, and you are one of the great talents that radio's ever had. And I want to take this opportunity to thank you. I know Al does, too. Al, go ahead and say it. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. What'd you do?
Not much, Al. Not much. I haven't. I mean, I'm proud of my accomplishments, my career.
Right.
You know, Philly is still my home until my house is built in Florida. I'm building a house.
Tony, man.
I'm doing what everybody does, Jan. You go from, Tony. You move from, like South Philly to Jersey,
yep,
or the shore,
yep,
and then now everybody's moving to Florida, and I've always loved Florida, and I have a lot down there, so I'm starting to build a house there, not because I hate, but I'll always be Philly. When I moved to L.A. and worked for Fox, I was still a Philly guy. When I go to the grave, I'll be a Philly guy, so it's not about I turn my back on the city or I don't love Philadelphia. That's insane. It's in you. When you come out of the womb, man, as I said, you learn two things. You hate the Dallas Cowboys, and you love Philadelphia sports.
It's beautiful. Tony, we love you, man. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Angel. I hope you guys are doing good. I know you're doing good. I mean, you guys are still running the city, I hear.
I'm on my way out. Love you, Tom.
Major love to Cindy Webster. I'm glad she's back where she belongs.
Right.
One of the best ever to do what she does.
Beautifully said. Tony, thanks, pal. Tony Gruner.
Thanks, man.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.